From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. A new Mason-Dixon poll now shows GOP candidate Mitt Romney with a 7-point lead over President Barack Obama in Florida. It was conducted October 8th through the 10th, 5 days after that Denver debate, which even the president admits was not his best showing. It's a telephone survey of 800 registered Florida voters who say they are likely to cast ballots in this election. It includes people by both cell phones and traditional landline phones. The margin of error is 3.5 percentage points. The poll was conducted for the Miami Herald along with several other news organizations. And this comes as President Obama is here right now trying to gain support. He headed back to the University of Miami for a rally at the school. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Deborah Acosta is in Coral Gables for us. And Deborah, these poll numbers probably have not gotten to the president yet since they've just been released, but how was his demeanor today?
Kelly, here was the confident Obama that everyone had been waiting for. He was energetic, he was spunky. All those talking points he didn't mention in the debate against Romney, he finally did today. He talks about killing Osama bin Laden, passing Obamacare, repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the auto industry bailout. During the speech, he kept talking about how much Romney has changed since the beginning of his campaign, and he kept joking that Romney has undergone an extreme makeover. And when he mentioned Romney, the crowd booed, and he was very quick on his feet. He retorted, "Don't boo, go out and vote." It was a very emotional speech. The crowd was definitely pleased. During a pause in the speech, a young man in the crowd yelled out, "I love you, Barack," and he replied, "I love you too."
Deborah Acosta reporting from Coral Gables. The president does have a fundraiser tonight in downtown Miami. There are now 3 dead and 1 more still missing in the collapse of that parking garage under construction at the Miami-Dade College West campus. 10 others hurt. The man who died this morning had been trapped for about 13 hours after the 5-story structure fell. Both his legs had to be amputated just to get him out. Bill Byrne is the president of Ajax Building Corporation. That's the company behind the project. He says none of these employees were Ajax employees. They were workers hired by subcontractors like electrical and welding companies. He says right now he does not know what went wrong.
Every construction project is fast-paced because time is money, and we were scheduled to open this facility in December of this year, and as you could see before the accident, the construction of the garage was nearly completed. I think we were well within our construction duration.
Byrne says much of the garage was being built using precast concrete construction, and the $22 million project was begun in February. The facility was actually supposed to be more than a parking garage, designed to house classrooms and office space on the ground floor. It's possible now that the entire structure will have to be raised. The campus remains closed for the rest of this week, and Northwest 115th Avenue between 34th and 41st Streets is being limited to local traffic only. For more news at any time, night or day, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?